first question I've got to ask you, since you sound so happy and excited about turkey, how did you get to be a Butterball Turkey Hotline expert?
You know, that's kind of a fun question. You have to either be you have to be a home ec major, like a dietitian, a chef. I happen to be a food stylist, and I'm a home ec major out of Iowa State. So I do a lot of food work in the industry, and Butterball is even a client of mine.
Oh, you're a food stylist. You're the ones that know all the really cool tricks for making things look great on camera when they may not be exactly what they look like they are?
Absolutely, absolutely. Although our turkeys are beautiful golden brown, and that's the way they should look when you pull them out of the oven for real.
All right, let's talk turkey here. Janice, are people actually cooking turkeys, you think, as much as we used to?
That's kind of the fun part of Thanksgiving. It's such a traditional holiday that's what you make. You make a turkey. And the first year, those are some of the funnest calls we get, are the people who are first-time cooks for a turkey. You know, they're newly married. Probably one of my funniest calls was years ago, but I could barely hear her. And I said, you know, I can barely hear you. And she said, I'm in the hallway closet. She's like, it's the first time I've made a turkey, and my mother-in-law's here. She's like, I have no idea if it's done, if I've done, you know. I mean, it was hilarious, but that's what we're here for. So I walked her through it. I said, you know, do you have a meat thermometer? She said, yeah, I got one as a gift. You know, it's like a wedding gift.
Oh,
and so we walked her through it, and funny thing, I wasn't there that night, but she actually called back later that night to say thank you, and that's fairly common.
Really?
That we get calls, people calling back to say it worked, or thank you so much, or it's a job you love to love.
Well, that has to be really nice. How many people would think of calling you back? I would never have done that.
Yeah, no, we saved the day.
She was
we're
raised right.
Saving America's turkeys.
Well, let's make sure that we can actually save them before we ruin them. When somebody goes out to buy their Butterball turkey, what is the first thing they should be thinking about? How many people they're feeding, how big the turkey should be, things like that?
Number one should be, how many people are you feeding? Mm-hmm. That is absolutely number one. You know, how many people are you entertaining? Always hedge on the high side. Leftover turkey's fabulous. If you go to our website, we have fabulous recipes for leftovers in terms of turkey. It freezes well. So always think on the high side. We say 1.5 pounds per person. We have a calculator online, which is really handy to use. And now, you know, we're going on demand with texting. So when people are at the grocery store the week before Thanksgiving, this is really fun. This is new for us. We're kind of a leader in the industry in this. The week before Thanksgiving, you'll be able to text us 24/7 to 844-877-3456 and ask us those questions. Tell us how many people you're having. We can plug it into the calculator for you and let you know how much turkey meat you should buy.
Oh, my gosh.
So really fun. And then if you're still a little lost in terms of maybe how should I roast that turkey or how should I carve that turkey, we have wonderful videos online that actually walk you through that. I'm actually, if you click on how to roast, I'm the how to roast girl. And I teach you how to roast a turkey. So we want to make it as simple as possible to make holiday entertaining easy, because really it's stressful. You know, people are very, very stressed out. We're overworked. We're overtaxed. We're at our wit's end.
What do you think is the biggest mistake we do when trying to cook a turkey for the first time?
There's probably two things. You don't defrost it in time. That's probably our biggest call the day before Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving morning, is that my turkey is still frozen. That's a rough one. You can cook it from frozen, but it tends to be dry.
Ew.
And you don't want your first turkey to be dry.
No.
So we have a what we call National Defrost Day, and that is the Thursday before Thanksgiving. It is safe to pull out pretty much any size turkey, put it in your refrigerator, and start the thaw process. Because once a turkey has been defrosted, it will hold 3 to 4 more days.
Oh.
And that's, a lot of people don't realize that. So thaw earlier, it tends to take that stress out of it of, oh my gosh, I have a frozen turkey, now what? So that's probably the first common mistake. The second common mistake is not using a meat thermometer.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing how many people we talk to who don't use a meat thermometer and just want to know how to tell if it's done. And that's really hard to do, because you really want to know that thigh is 180 and that breast is 165. And if you're stuffing it, you know, you've got raw juices going into that stuffing, and you really want to make sure that stuffing's up to 165. So a meat thermometer is crucial, and it's really crucial for any piece of meat you own. You know, you're going to bake or buy, you want a meat thermometer.
When we're cooking turkeys, and I hate to say it, when I was growing up, there were five kids in the family, and we always wanted to open the oven door and see what the turkey looked at. That's a no-no, isn't it?
Kiss of death.
Oh, yeah.
Through the window. Because every time you open up that oven door, you lose, you lose heat. And then your oven is playing, you lose about 25 degrees of heat. And then your oven is playing catch up. So every time, and you don't baste anymore. Basting's a thing of the past. All of, our turkeys are self-basting.
Mm-hmm.
So you put them in and pretty much forget it. Truth be told, a turkey is probably the easiest thing you can make. It's just big, and I think the size is daunting to people.
Yeah.
They look at it and they think, what am I going to do? And honestly, you put some vegetable oil on it, you put it in a roasting pan, and you stick it in the oven, and you walk away.
I hope mine turns out great.
Well, you can call us or text us.
Well, that's right.
We're on demand now.
I love the texting aspect because you can run in the bathroom, shut the door, and get all your information.
Exactly. No one has to know what you did. It'll be our little secret.
I won't tell. Believe me. I've had friends that have attempted to deep fry a turkey, and we won't go into the aftermath.
Over YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, God. Unfortunately.
The aftermath is on YouTube.
It is. But is deep frying a turkey really a good idea if you've never done it before?
Okay. So if you've never done it before, I will say it is one of the tastiest way to make a turkey.
Okay.
So I kind of hate to put that out there.
All right.
But deep frying is a fabulous way to make a turkey. First of all, a 14-pound turkey takes like 48 minutes. So there's beauty in that, yeah. But the flavor that you get, you can inject it with like Cajun, and it's phenomenal. And we have a indoor safe electric deep fryer.
Indoor?
Indoor. So it's completely safe. There's no fire element to it. You can't burn the house down. You can't burn the garage down. It's completely safe. You can find them pretty much everywhere. They're at your big box stores. You can buy them online. They're made by Masterbuilt. Masterbuilt comes into our offices every year, and they demo them for us. They're fabulous. I own one. I love it. It's a great way to make a turkey if you've never done it. But the propane ones are a little risky.
Yeah.
If you're a pro at that, great. The one thing that you want to keep in mind if you do own a propane one, when you go to lower that turkey in the oil, turn the flame off. Make sure that no oil goes over the sides and into the flame.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, you're good. You can turn that flame back on. But the way that accident happens is people put those turkeys in that in the oil. The oil flows over onto the flame, and everything goes up.
We don't want to happen.
We don't. We want happy Thanksgivings.
My goodness, happiness. Yes. Now, see, I'm a big fan of the day after Thanksgiving. When all those leftovers are there, I love to put together my leftover sandwich. Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have great, again, recipes online for wonderful, turkey chili with, pumpkin and black beans. And, I mean, there's so many great ways to use turkey leftovers. So we always say hedge on the high side and buy more. You can freeze it and use it in all kinds of casseroles and chilies and tacos and, yummy things.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we need to think more of, doing a turkey outside of Thanksgiving. This is not just a once-a-year bird.
It's not. I make turkey breasts year round. I love a turkey breast. And then, like you said, I make sandwiches for it for my kids, for my husband. I mean, we love a great turkey breast on the grill in the summer. I'll even do a whole turkey on the grill in the summer. It's fabulous, and it's so healthy. It's healthy, healthy food.
Well, that sounds good, and I think that's a great way to wrap up. So now we know we can text you, we can go online, we can look at YouTube videos.
Live chat with us, you can email us.
Ooh.
I mean, there are so many ways, there's so many platforms we have out there to get in touch with us, but honestly, texting the week before, the most fun. 844-877-3456.